How to handle an auto insurance company's request for information? The information presented is not intended to be legal advice. Should you need legal advice, please contact a competent attorney. Here are some common questions I am often asked that highlight additional errors many folks, and many lawyers, who claim to be experienced personal injury lawyers, make. All of these mistakes have a high probability of sinking otherwise good claims. Should I give the other party's insurance adjuster a recorded statement? No, never. Insurance adjusters want to take your statement in order to lock in your story. Regardless of how nice this adjuster seems, or how convincing they may sound that you must give the statement, you need to know that you are dealing with a person intent on securing only half of the truth. They are trained to put words in your mouth, and then ask you to agree. They are trained to ask follow-up questions, in a manner that will insinuate that you could have done something to avoid the incident. They are trained to minimize the effect of your injuries, and make you feel like you are a wuss if you are still hurting with these sore muscles and soft tissue injuries. If your insurance company wants a statement, you do have a duty to cooperate. But a good lawyer would impose conditions related to the giving of the statement, which will protect you. I prefer that my clients provide a deposition, and this serves as the statement request. What you should do instead? Before providing a statement, get written confirmation that the insurance company is accepting fault for their driver. Then, instead of giving a verbal or recorded statement, you should draft your own statement letter. You can write this as an affidavit of truth, and have it notarized to give it more authority, but that isn't necessary. Be careful to state only facts, not opinions, and do not include anything that may imply that you were negligent in any way. If your claim does end up as a lawsuit, the insurance company will no doubt use your statement as evidence. Should I sign the medical release the insurance company provides? No, never. The insurance company has probably told you that it will save you money, and that they need the information to evaluate how much they are going to pay you, right? Wrong? The release they provide is incredibly broad, and will give them the right to investigate your entire medical history. Not only will they contact medical providers involved in treating your accident injuries, they will have the right to obtain all your medical records and bills from every doctor visit, medical treatment, and past accident or claim that you have ever had. How to properly handle medical records requests? Instead of signing the insurance company's blanket access form, obtain your medical records yourself and send those to the insurance company. You can then be sure that the insurance adjusters only have access to the medical records that are pertinent to your car accident. Yes, you will need to pay out of pocket for your records, but that is much better than having your claim denied for a completely unrelated injury. Myths and misconceptions about car accident insurance claims. I'm sure you've been exposed to many myths about insurance from friends, neighbors, and relatives, on how to deal with insurance companies when pursuing a minor car accident settlement. Let's put a lot of these misconceptions to rest right now. If you write the insurance company a letter and are reasonable, you will get a reasonable settlement proposal. When you are in an accident and the insurance company calls you to ask for a recorded statement, you have to give them a recorded statement, or they won't settle with you. All lawyers who advertise that they handle accident cases have the same ability, tools, and experience to handle your case. The insurance company for the person who hit you is obligated to pay your medical bills as they become due. The court system is some sort of lottery that will help you get rich. Just because there has been an accident, and it wasn't your fault, there must be some insurance company that will pay for your bills, lost pages, and injuries. It is good for your case when a lawyer refers you to a doctor. Juries in Texas are generous. There is a formula for determining settlement value. The lawyers you see on TV are respected, and the insurance companies are afraid of them. That is a funny one. Insurance companies will do almost anything to deny your claim. Sadly, the following story is true though almost unbelievable. Yet, Progressive Insurance Company once admitted to these actions. It seems that the insurance company actually hired private detectives to join a church, in order to discredit a couple suing the insurer. In other cases, Progressive has sent letters to my clients informing them that they have won a prize, usually a heavy grill or a pickup full of goods. When the client shows up to collect, they are secretly filming. In other cases, they film people in their backyards doing simple yard work. What they don't show is the pain that results later that evening from trying to do something to free the client from the agony of doing nothing. This conduct is outrageous but, unfortunately, not all that unusual. Victims of car crash cases must be ever vigilant, because these companies will stop at nothing. Progressive has been sued on this matter, and based upon the admission of its CEO, should expect to pay a hefty judgment. This is just one example of how far an insurance company will go to keep from paying up. Hopefully, your case is minor enough that they won't balk at paying a fair settlement. If you find that you need an attorney's help settling your Texas car accident claim, contact Joe Stevens at 281-623-1701 today.